What are you doing up at this hour of the night?
What are you doing up at this hour of the night?
Prevention of crime. Every hour of the day and night.
Movie.
Break.
Is the team that protects your property and you.
Hey people, here I am again at Berlinale, Lieder for You, with a new movie break interview, a fantastic debut by Steffi Niederzoll, who is now here with me. Hi Steffi.
Hi.
And we have the sister of Raihane Jabari, somebody whom you all knew. She was murdered in Iran by court sentence in 2014 for having stabbed to death an attacker who wanted to rape her. I'm here with her sister. Hello, would you like to introduce yourself?
So I'm Shahrzad. I'm the youngest sister of Raihane. And now I'm here. If you have any questions, I would answer.
Of course, we have a lot of questions regarding this movie. And of course, first thing is, everybody knows this court case because it became so public thanks to the intervention of Raihane from prison, thanks to your mother's intervention and your own. Would you like to talk a bit about that, how this movie then came into being? How did you meet?
Yeah, actually, we meet in 2017, Shahrzad and Shule and me the first time. Before I met in Turkey family members of Raihane by accident over my boyfriend. I had an Iranian boyfriend and he introduced me to them and I became friends with them and they showed me this incredible material they secretly shot while the whole time that Raihane was in prison. And actually then 2017, I met Shahrzad and her mother. Also in Turkey, they just fled from Iran. And yeah, it was so touching to meet them because there I really understand how strong and powerful this material is. And I decided I really want to do this movie. I have to do this movie. And yeah, then our, we can say, journey started. So yeah, it was 6 years ago.
In the movie, you use a lot of footage that was secretly shot. How much of that was shot during the court case? Or did you also add later certain scenes where you went again in certain buildings to get more material?
I mean, so actually, I would say 80% or 90% of the secretly shot material was shot by this time. In this time where Raihane was imprisoned. So also Shahrzad shot some of the most dangerous pictures who are in. Shahrzad shot, for example, in Evin prison. She, by accident, nobody checked her and she had her mobile with her. And she made this, for me, extremely touching pictures of Raihane, videos of Raihane. But yeah, there were in the when we worked on the movie, there was just pictures missing. For example, Evin prison from outside, Shahrzad and Rajah Shah prison from outside. It's extremely dangerous. I mean, Shahrzad, perhaps you can tell the people how dangerous it is. It's really like there was a situation because when she got executed, I didn't want to go even to that city, and there was a day I had to go, and I said, okay, I will pass the prison. And I didn't know even that it's dangerous. It's so stupid. I had no idea about it. And I was there and I just came out of the car and I started to make photos and videos because I said, I'm passing like from this street and I have bad memories. And I don't know. I want to have something from that. And the soldier came to me and said, what are you doing? No, give me your phone so you have not to do it. And I said, oh, no, no, no. I didn't know. He was nice to me, I would say, at that time. And he just told me, so, okay, just delete them. And I said, okay, but I didn't do it actually. But I mean, it's not nice that you just pass and take a picture. It's really dangerous. So I was lucky. And dangerous means you can go to prison for it. For 5 years. For 5 years at least. And there were people, they went to prison and then come after a few days that out of this prison. Yes. Because they took a picture. So you're speaking about really dangerous. It was very dangerous for the people who did this for the movie. And they told me that they want that this movie is made. And so because of this, they took this risk.
So when the court case was still proceeding, you already knew that you wanted to get this information into a movie or wanted to get it out somewhere.
No, it was not our plan. And so many of these pictures and videos are for the time we said she would come out and we would show her what happened and what we did. There was no plan for a movie, really.
Would you like to talk about the time when Rehana was in prison and the family was pressured by the government of Iran?
So, of course, we had it, and there was even not the basic rights for a prisoner also at that time. She couldn't have a lawyer or even. And we had the pressure also the whole time. When she was in the prison and also after she got executed, we always had this pressure.
Yes. So perhaps I can add, because I know a lot of, I spoke so many years now with the family, so it was that they were quite sure that they are monitored, that there were always people in front of the street checking them, there were microphones. So later when they were investigated, they just knew everything.
We were at the airport and they told me that they have to arrest my mom. She could not leave the country, the last day. And it was a day after my birthday, and even they knew what was my birthday gift. So really, they knew a lot of secret information from us. Even like my gift was clear for them. So.
Steffi, were you scared being in Iran, or was there always the safety of that you're a member of the European Union and they cannot touch you?
I was never in Iran.
So you never were in the country to shoot any additional material to get a feeling for the situation, because I assumed you were.
No, actually, I never was in Iran. I think it has to do that I was together with an Iranian filmmaker who cannot go to Iran. So I never went there. Somehow it felt weird not to go with him, or I don't know, to go to a country he cannot go. And then when I started to work on this movie, I wanted to go because since years I have so many Iranian friends also, and everybody speaks about this country, and all my German and international friends speak about Iran when they traveled, how amazing it is. I always wanted to go. I always wanted to experience this country by myself. But there was a leak that I'm doing this movie. It was very short. It was and we tried to put all the traces and informations away of the internet. But yeah, so from this moment on, every Iranian who is close to me told me, Steffi, don't go. It's just not worth the risk. I still wanted to go, and then actually it was Shole who told me, why you know, what you want, what you're searching. So we are here, you want to do the movie, then that mainly we are here in Germany, so don't go. So I listened to her.
Was there any political pressure from Iran towards you, or any attempts to change the movie, maybe also financial or whatever, that you should not bring it out, that you should change something?
No. Actually, not there. I mean, we beside this one moment, we always, it was our biggest challenge to keep this movie secret. So we were not speaking about it. So none of us spoke about that we do this movie. So I always said, I do a movie about Iran, about women in Iran. And actually, nobody really, I blocked it always. We had one fake synopsis. We worked a lot with passwords, with that you don't send something over email and so on. We tried to protect it as good as we could. But I don't know, coming back to your question, I didn't got any pressure. And I think at least I never felt any danger for myself, because I'm German, I live in Germany. I felt more danger for the people who worked on my project, and especially for the people who are still in Iran, like Shahzad and Shahrez's father, Feridun, who did this interview with me, what is extremely brave. He's the only one in the movie who is still living in Iran, and he cannot leave the country because they didn't give him a passport. So, but he and the whole family tried to speak up. So they tried that they are speaking and not being quiet.
Now that the situation in Iran, given the fight for human rights and especially women's rights, has become so intense, did this kind of change your feelings about the movie, or do you think it will change the reception of the movie, which has just now premiered at Berlinale? It's just about to come out at the festival.
Actually, my view on the movie didn't change. It's more that I'm just seeing, wow, okay, it's just I have more the feeling the perception perhaps changes, because the people will now see, this is what I'm reading in the news. This is not just now, it was already years ago. And also, Rehan is not the first one. Also, before her, there were women, they were in the same situation, and men who had the death penalty. There's so many people who get executed. So for me, it's more that I'm seeing, okay, I hope the people now understand when they're reading this news and reading about two people are executed. They understand what it means. They feel what it means. They know there's a sister like Shahzad and Shahre. There's a mother like Shule. There's a father like Feridun. Behind all these numbers we are reading in the newspaper.
How did you get Saar Amir Ibrahimi, who just starred in Holy Spider, which came out at Cannes last year, to be the voice of Reyhane in the movie?
Yeah, actually, it was a friend, an Iranian director, Sina Atayandena, who is a friend with Saar from Iran, and he recommended her to me and said, so, wow, I think she would be very, very nice for the voice of Rehane. And I know a bit her story, and I went a little bit more into her and listened to her voice, and I immediately thought, wow, she would be really good, because I searched also someone who has a political agenda, or who speaks then also for the movie. And we spoke and she asked me if Shole knows that she will be the voice. And I heard that her voice trembled, because actually it was before Cannes. Huh? So we spoke, she just finished the shooting with Holy Spider, or later she was in the process of editing. So, her voice trembled, and I felt that she is afraid that I say, no, I didn't speak with Shole, and that then Shole says, no, I don't want that, she is the voice of my daughter. And this really touched me, because of course I spoke before with Shole, because of course it was important for me to check if she is fine, who is the voice of her daughter. And it really, it was before clear, but there I was even more sure that Saar is the best choice, because you can see on this little moment how much she was oppressed from patriarchal society in Iran, how much it damaged her. She did something what all of us, all women are doing. And because of this, she has the fear that she cannot be the voice. I don't know, it really touched me. And I think she is, for me, she's the best choice. She worked really hard on it. It was not that she was just reading the letters. She did this so many times in my editing process. I had so much. She really, all the time, she got a message from me. Can you speak in this? Can you speak in this? Can you speak in this? For editing, of course, in the end, she spoke it in a studio. But so that I have this possibility with this beautiful voice and this, that she gave so much of her own story into her voice. And I think she really connected with Rehane. And of course, when she was winning, then also the award. And I think it's, I was so happy for her. And of course, then it was so, wow. Now she is really even more there. She has more the power to be the voice of Rehane also.
And one question for both of you. Was there any moment that was so intense emotionally that you thought, I cannot use this, or this goes too far, it hurts me too much to go forward with this movie?
I don't want to even describe it, and it's so hard for me. You mean? No, I would say that. Because the hardest day for me about Rehan was the day of funeral, and I even told it by details, so no, I don't want to.
How do you feel now about Iran? You're living now in Germany and for some time you will stay here, I suppose. Do you think about ever going back? I mean, it's after all, it's still maybe somehow your home country, your friends or other people. And how do you feel about it since the government did such a horrible thing to your family?
It's a hard question. See, the government is there. I would never go back. But also if later, of course, I love the country. But now I have a second life also here, so I don't know what would happen really in the future. But I mean, my second Tehran is Berlin, so I don't have the answers still for my future.
We are definitely glad that you're here and that you're safe with your family, and you're very welcome. And Steffi, I want to ask you, this was your first movie, so it's an amazing debut. Do you have anything for next project, or is it still also top secret and just has like a fake synopsis, or is there something working in your head where you want to go on with?
Actually, it starts already to work since a while in my head, and this beautiful lady in front of me, she is one of my big inspiration, I have to say, Shahsa, the sister of Rihanna, because of course I spend so much time with the family, so, but it will, at least in this moment, it will be more fiction. I spoke with the family and we start to develop a story who's taking place on in Germany, actually, but it's very much inspired by them as, on their life here in Germany.
So,
and I think it will be more a revenge story.
Okay, so we're out for revenge, and Seven Winters in Tehran is now running at Berlinale. If you don't catch us, I'm positive it will have a release. You're going to read the review here at Movie Break. I say a lot of thanks to Steffi Niederzoll and the sister of Rayhane, Jabari. Read more about Berlinale here with us at Movie Break, and I say goodbye. Ciao, folks.